Message number 134. Eternal Father will prevent New World Order from final persecution of His children. Friday, July 8, 2011 at 15:30. My dearly beloved daughter, I realize that this work is taking its toll on you and that you need to rest for another week, but listen to what I have to say. Tell my children to wake up now and see the turmoil in the world where financial crises abound. Tell them that while people's greed was partly responsible for plunging them into debt, that the banking crisis was deliberately planned by the One World Order. Many reading this message will smile and question this fact, but they should also know that unless they stand up and defend their rights, they will be forced to accept the mark of the beast to access their money. New world currency will be presented to an incredulous world. The new one world currency, which will be presented to an incredulous community, is designed to control you. Then once that happens, they will try to deprive you of food. Unless my children accept this reality now, they will be defenseless when they are under the control of a new world order led by Masonic forces. Prepare now, my children, because although the warning will convert millions, including those loyal to the One World Order, it will not be enough to stop these evil slaves of Satan and the Antichrist. Without control of your money, you will find it hard to defend your right to property, food, and health, the three things which they will be in charge of if you do not start shouting your opposition now. Stop your leaders in their tracks. Don't let them bully you. If enough of you are alert to this evil, monstrous plan, then you can warn others. Plan your food supplies now. Plan your food supplies now. Grow and buy seeds that will keep you alive. Buy silver coins or gold so that you can buy what is necessary. Most importantly, find locations where as a group you can meet to offer the holy sacrifice of the Mass. For in time your churches will be burned to the ground. Satan's minions are like ants, they multiply in their thousands. Never accept the mark, the chip of the beast. Pray that your home will be given the special blessings to safeguard you from the army which will try to put you out of your home. Satan's minions are like ants. They multiply in their thousands by the hour. You, my children, must pray now and fight this series of atrocities being planned by the New World Order, who salivate at the prospect of controlling the world. Plan to have blessed candles in your home. Stock up now, for they will keep you in the light of protection. Unless you wish to become a slave to this hideous doctrine, then you must plan now. Buy gas stoves, blankets, dried and tinned food, water purification tablets, and candles, along with religious images to sustain you and your families during the great chastisement which will follow the warning. Prayers are already diluting the impact of the great chastisement, but you, my children, must be alert at all times. By being careful in your preparations, you will be able to survive the great bombardment being orchestrated, which will be worse than what happened to the Jews under the reign of Satan's disciple, Hitler. Heed this warning calmly. For by preparing in advance, you will spare yourselves from the indignation being planned by the New World Order. For those of you who are involved with the New World Order, hear me now. Repent. Heed the warning for what it offers you, a chance to turn your back on Satan and the flames of hell. Advice for servants of the Church. For my sacred servants, this is what I must inform you. Fix your eyes on me now and pray to the Holy Spirit to keep you on your toes so that you will recognize the false prophet as soon as he shows himself within your midst. Then you need to gather in groups to ensure that my children will be able to receive the Most Holy Eucharist during the persecution. My Father's hand is ready to fall now with great force on those wicked arrogant leaders of banks, Western and Eastern powers, who plan in secret how they aim to control all of you. My Eternal Father will destroy everything in their wake to prevent them from the final persecution they are planning against His children. He won't stand for it. Remember, children, God the Eternal Father wants to protect you all. His patience has finally run out. He will up to the very last minute accept those who turn to Him for forgiveness. However, He now has to stop those evil regimes from the horror they inflict on the rest of His creation. It is because of the love of His children He does this. For those who say God the Father cannot be angry for He loves all know this. Yes, He is angry, and His anger is justified because of the evil injustice which is being perpetrated on His precious family. Once again He will unite all His children to live in peace finally for all of eternity. Remember, children, to see the signs all around you, the multitude of wars, lack of money, lack of food, lack of healthcare, and accept that this is the work of the evil one. It is not the work of God the Eternal Father. He will no longer accept this behavior. Be thankful He is taking action, for if He did not, His creation would be destroyed. And He will not allow that to happen. Your beloved Jesus, Savior of mankind, Redeemer of the world.